Yes, good morning. This is Daniel King again, and I'm just continuing here with Hebrews 4 on this rest that we are invited to walk in. And you know, as I was saying earlier, rest has a lot to do with surrender. And, of course, surrender has everything to do with obedience. And so we can read here in 6, Hebrews 4, verse 6, it says, "Since, therefore, it remains that some must enter in, enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience." And so we can see here that rest has to do with obedience. And obedience, of course, requires surrender. And obedience requires action. So always when we're disobedient, we are disobedient to something. It's either disobedient to a command or disobedient to a law or disobedient to a direction. And in this case, it was disobedience to an invitation or a command or, you know, command to go and possess the land. And I think that a lot of times when we become believers, it's a lot like the children of Israel. You know, there's such a desperation to be delivered from Egypt, from the obvious defeat that Egypt has. So most times we have some obvious defeats in our lives before we become a believer. And so we accept the offer from Moses to be led out of Egypt. You know, we accept the offer from Jesus to be washed, to be cleansed, and to be given a new heart, and to be born again. And it's such a delightful thing. And I think what a lot of times we don't quite recognize is that that always comes with an ordination, a calling, a ministry, if you will, a battlefield and a home, you know, all those things that seem to be a mixture of things we would naturally want and not naturally want. You know, I think of all of us naturally want a home. The land of Canaan offers a home. The land of Canaan also offers a battlefield, and those are things that we naturally would not want. But all of these things are included in our calling, or our ordination, if you will. And I think that's why so many people wander in the wilderness, is because there's a difficulty to embrace the calling that God has placed in our lives. There's like a resistance to that, if you will, just like Jonah, you know, running from the calling because of, as he looked at the calling, he didn't like it. He started running. And what that actually does is it exits us out of that rest. And I think the rest has to do with being in the center of our calling that Jesus places in our lives. And the rest has everything to do with being in the center of the will of God, as some would say. And a rest is not something external. A rest is something internal that God promises. It's a state of being. It's a peace that envelopes us. And it's not an external rest of it is an external rest, freedom of many of the temptations, but it's not an external rest as far as a life of just sitting on the couch, if you will. And another way to explain that is if we just look at the life of Jesus and the life of John, the apostle, the life of Peter, and the life of Paul, we can very quickly see that, you know, we see John on an island, a prisoner on an island, and we see Paul in prison many a times. We see Peter in prison. We see Jesus without a pillow to lay his head on. We see him ending being falsely accused and crucified. That's Jesus. We see John the Baptist, being misunderstood. So the reason I'm saying this is not to make the Christian life look bleak, but I'm simply saying to explain that this rest is not necessarily an external rest, as in the circumstances of our lives being very tranquil, blissful, and at peace. It's not necessarily just a picnic or a big camping trip here. But what it is talking about is internal rest, internal rest, rest in our souls, rest, that quiet assurance, that blissful state of knowing that we are secure in Christ. And Jesus does take care of us if we walk in the center of our calling. Doesn't say that externally everything will always be, but on the other hand, it does include some promises externally. It does, like the Bible says about God's people never seeing going without bread or something like that. Now, obviously, over the past, there's been Christians who suffer from hunger due to persecution. But I'm saying in general, our lives are going to be blessed. And there's going to be seasons and clips of persecution. But I think for the most part, our lives are going to be blessed. Whether how that is externally, I don't always know. But I do know that internally, inside, when we lay our head down on our pillow, even in the midst of persecution, I believe that this rest is what Jesus is talking about, has internal peace. And I do think that Jesus is the one. I have one more session, and I would like to talk about the high priest part of this rest, how Jesus is the very one who stands in the gap when this rest is jeopardized. So may the Lord bless you and keep you today.